What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous the Author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode. What's up, y'all? I hope everybody's been doing good, man. I'm just getting back to it. About 2 weeks ago that I recorded a podcast, so I'm right back to trying to get the weekly ones uploaded. If you guys are watching on YouTube, I got on the Cincinnati swag today, man. Repping the city, repping my town. If you listen to me on the podcast, wherever you stream your local podcast, I just appreciate you guys for checking in, man. So it's official, guys. I got my second shot. I got my second Pfizer vaccine today. It is official. I am vaccinated against COVID. So your boys, you know, got my chest out a little bit. No, I'm just messing around. I don't feel any different. I was a little worried that, about the side effects and stuff that I had seen people post about. I had heard that some people had gotten the chills or, you know, gotten some mild little reactions from it. I heard it was more common with the second dose, so I was a little nervous. But all in all, man, I'm feeling like I'm as good as I was. Like, I got, like, a little sleepy. I slept a little more, but, I mean, I was drinking a little bit too, so. I mean, that could have been, you know, either or, but I didn't notice really any soreness. Anything crazy like that. I just got the shot and came back, and I was pretty much back to what I was doing. So if you're 50-50, I always suggest talking to a health professional, trying to figure out what's best for you and your loved ones. But if you're like, hey, I'm not doing anything on a Tuesday, want to get out and see what's going on, might as well just, you know, see what they're talking about down there. I mean, some people find amusement in different things. You know, I like to go for walks. I watch movies. Some people might enjoy medical procedures. I don't know. You know, people getting ass shots and boob jobs and all types of jobs plastically. So why not, you know, if you get plastic surgery, why not just get you a little, you know, snip, snip or shot, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, y'all. But we back with another episode, man. I'm happy you guys are tuning in. I figured today's episode would be themed around energy and spirits and vibes and just that overall kind of like power kind of episode. Not power, but powers maybe. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, but, just like energies and, taking in people's energies and spirits and, just going through what you go through. 'Cause y'all know that I'm here from Cincinnati, Ohio. Here in Ohio, we do have, if you guys are horror movie fans, then you know a lot of the horror movies, especially in the 90s and early 2000s, really, like, I know a lot of the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff came here. Like, it was Springfield, Ohio. The Simpsons, obviously Springfield, Ohio was most, I mean, I guess because I'm in Ohio, I know the Springfield here, but I guess there's another Springfield somewhere else in the world. I'm sure there is. It just sounds like a common name, but when I saw it in the Simpsons, I was like, yeah, it's Ohio. I also wrote down some other, like The Faculty, Silence of the Lambs, Trick or Treat, which is a movie that I did see. It's like a bunch of different stories in one movie. It's a pretty interesting little anthology. I don't know if the word is anthology, but a combination of different stories in one movie. You get a chance. Trick or Treat. It's very good horror movie. The Watch with Ben Stiller. They're all like based in Ohio. I had to write it down because I feel like Ohio doesn't get a lot of love and a lot of shine and a lot of recognition in a lot of places. I have been hearing people say Cincinnati more just because I feel like we're a big metropolitan type city. I feel like this is much more of a city than Columbus is. I'm not trying to beef with y'all Columbus, but a lot of that stuff out there is a lot of, like, school districts. There's a lot of, like, Ohio State is very big in Columbus. Like, UC's big here, but it's, like, a very small portion. Like, once you get out of UC, it get crazy. Like, if you go to school here, stay on campus and go to Clifton, maybe go to downtown OTR area to, like, have fun. But stay in that box. Do not expand out because you look like a target out here. In so many different ways. So, yeah, if you go to UC here, man, hey, welcome to the city. We appreciate you and love you. Stay in your campus. Stay in Clifton and go downtown to approved areas. Just talk to your local drug dealer. He'll hook you up. but, yeah, I just, I don't know, man. I'm just really feeling the idea of energies and spirits today. I was seeing that Dr. Umar Johnson and Kevin Samuels speaking of energies, two very strong energies out there, are apparently beefing with each other. I guess this is more Dr. Umar speaking on Kevin Samuels, and it kind of went viral, and a whole bunch of people have been talking about it. And I was watching the video that Dr. Umar had posted, and I got to agree with the things that he was saying, man. Like, the videos that Kevin Samuels posted, while he did mischaracterize what Kevin Samuels does on a bunch of different levels, the idea that people are getting... Okay, this is what he said, essentially, before I get ahead of myself. He was saying that, you know, he was shocked that black women were allowing someone to come in and speak ill of them and allow them to get popular or flourish or really become well known for being so disrespectful and knocking down the black woman who he thought was the most beautiful. I mean, I'm not going to disagree. Most beautiful, most intelligent, most overcoming, just black women, man. Mwah. that's the best way I can describe black women. Just beautiful. Come from a black woman, love black women, dated black women, obviously love black women. But it's just like, I have noticed it over and over again. And even Godfrey the comedian said it, is like, black women constantly get disrespected and treated like crap. And it's just like they're just should be expected to just take it on the back and just move on. And I do want to emphasize black women, but women in general, just take an overall beating, an overall, like, with this whole chauvinistic movement. I don't even know if you want to call it that. It's kind of like, it was like on the back burner of like what the Proud Boys was. Like, there was like a small subtle energy of, I don't even want to call it like male feminism. I know that's a weird meninism. Would that be a word? Yes, the meninism. Listen. We gonna trademark that meninism. That was really like empower the male. Males are being feminized. Males are being cuckolded in a sense. Males are being downplayed to uplift women or to just, especially black males, essentially, especially should I say. Being feminized and cartoonized and made to be characters of what they truly are, what they truly could be or should be in the society, and that, you know, these girly men were taken over, essentially. And men should allow to be men and women should allow to be women. There are gender roles, you know, clearly defined, and that we should at least operate with the awareness of these two gender roles, I guess, is the vaguest way that I can explain it without getting way too specific and starting to split into different factions. But that's kind of like what minor roles of some of these movements have had. And I'm always the type, the mindset and the belief that people should be allowed to do what they want, obviously. I mean, American, black American, African American, however you want to say it. Black becomes before the American, so I'm black before anything, and then I do belong to the country. Like, it is what it is. That's just how my mind works. If you don't agree with it, hey man, it is what it is. But with those two things being primary in my mind, like, I do feel like freedom and the power of choice and the power of having power, the power of being able to enable yourself to have power is huge, and I feel like choice is huge. So with that being said, like, the whole Umar Johnson and Kevin Samuels thing, it's just like, why are women being allowed to be so disrespected and being like allowed to be so downtrodden upon? And I don't really have a good answer for that. Like, watching it in social media and in real time, it's just like the consumers and the movers of media enjoy controversy, and they enjoy one versus one or group versus group or person versus person or idea versus idea. Like, it's very hard for, on any level of like popular media or fast moving media, I don't even want to say social media, but the media that people are force fed, like, not the stuff that you just happen to upon on your phone, but stuff that you see on TVs or plastered on billboards. It's like, it's so much easier to sell controversy because that's what brings out true emotions in people. And, you know, I watch All Deaf and I watch, I'm getting off track here, but I watch those, and like, they always come from a place of like battling and like, hey, this versus this, or the TV show was called Great Taste, and it would be like this versus this, but they would always come from a place of comedy and joking around, and it's like, that was unique to that TV show. Honestly, not in the real world do people not often are people able to disagree about things and keep things civil, keep things light, keep things jokey. A lot of the times, things get very contentious, things get very violent, people get very loud, things get thrown, issues arise, wars start, all the good stuff, you know. But yeah, it's easier for them to sell controversy, like. I guess because he got popular through social media, so maybe it is popular. Maybe it is because of social media, but just the controversy sells. I guess that's why it sells so well on traditional media. But controversy sells so well when you're saying, "Oh, well, this guy Kevin Samuels attacks this woman." Even though he does do men and women, it just became really popular when he attacked a woman. And you can never predict virality. It's impossible to say this is the video that will go viral, but it's just one of those optic things where it's like a guy is talking to a woman and he's not defending all women. He's not defending all men. He's saying the high level earning men. And that's kind of where the small little nuances get lost, is like a lot of the times he's talking about specific sets of men, because like I said, he also cuts down men. He doesn't just cut down women. He's like, "What kind of woman are you looking for?" Well, dude, you're not even in this tax bracket. You bring home $400 a week. No woman want a man who bring home $400 a week. And he's really broken it down on so many levels. But the video that got really popular was him destroying this woman. And what it's become really known for is him knocking people, mostly women, down a few pegs. Even though he does do it to men, I feel like his popularity and his niche audience is definitely men who enjoy seeing women being put in their place. He gets hundreds of thousands of views when he posts the videos. He does for guys too, but the women videos just go ridiculous. And I'm sure he's monetized them, so shout out to Kevin Samuels. But I do have to, like I said, with the whole Dr. Umar Johnson on Kevin Samuels, while he did mischaracterize Kevin Samuels in the video, saying that, he said general 12, there are 12 YouTubian, that's what he called them, YouTubian psychologists that talk to or talk about women or talk about relationships and often disrespect or degrade the black woman. And I mean, I just feel like that's a clown. Not him, but I feel like that specific mindset of like, "Hey, I'm going to clown relationships." Like, I get having being a relationship coach, but just clowning people in relationships, Derek Jackson, like clowning people in relationships, Derek Jackson, is just really, goofy and really silly. Like, every relationship is unique. Every relationship is exists within itself. A lot of times you can't take anything that's said in a relationship and transition it to another one because it just wouldn't work. Some vague things to do, like taking them out, you know, having fun together, but very specific things you can't do. Everybody's unique, so every relationship I do believe is unique. And I've never been a woman, obviously, so I can never speak to the problems or the issues or the hardships that women face, so I don't ever want to give off that idea. But I just don't think it's fair that the women are given such a beauty pedestal to have to be on, like this whole mindset of beauty, or this whole mindset of like dressing up or wearing certain outfits or putting yourself a certain way with makeup or behaving a certain way. Like, I'm always the idea that you can love who you love, you care for who you care for, you are who you are, and there's going to be somebody out there for you. Now, whether you make that a friendship, a lover, a husband, a baby daddy, whatever you decide to do is whatever you decide to do. And if that person is not who you think that person is going to be, I mean, that just is what it is. You have to be open to love. But sorry, man, I'll be getting on these tangents. I just don't think that they have to have this whole dolled up personality in order to be seen as equal in the sexual marketplace, or that even guys to a certain extent, like works. I mean, I just, it's just so much pretense and planning, and like, I'll have relationships where I've been expected to be the half-sea guy, or I've expected to be the all-sea guy, or, you know, we go Dutch, or I pay for it, or, you know, she never pays for it. She pays for her stuff. I pay for my stuff. It's just our, you know, I mean, I've never been in a relationship where a woman is like, I'll pay for everything. I mean, I was, hey, let's do it at that. But realistically, that just I don't really ever see that happening. So I've never seen it. but every relationship is unique. I got the giggles. Every relationship is unique. Hey, if you out there and you find your woman that says she'll pay for everything, marry her, okay? I'm not big on telling people to marry her, all right? Create little children that pass on this legacy and this fantasy idea that this woman has been instilled with, okay? We need more of her, all right? Anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, the Kevin James, Kevin Samuels and Dr. Umar Johnson, while I do agree that, you know, we're not going to trash anybody for the way that they decide to make a living, whether the way that they decide to put food on their table. If you're not a politician, it's separate politicians. Politicians, you know, they can, you know, kiss the fattest part of my ass personally. But, you know, for people in the public sector, I mean, do what you do to make your money. But I just think it's silly to base it around relationships or to base it around somebody telling them that, your relationship isn't good enough. Your relationship is too bad. The guys that you're looking for are this or that. It's like, it's all about self-worth and optimizing, not optimizing, but realizing the results. Like, if you're not getting the guys that you want to get, maybe it's just not in your books. You know what I mean? Like, not a relationships aren't guaranteed in life. You ain't guaranteed to do nothing but be born and die. That's how life works. That everything else in between is just icing on the cake. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just don't – I've never understood how people like that go viral, why people feed into it so much. But it's clearly a very big audience. People love relationship coaching regardless if it's positive or negative. I mean, it's kind of always existed. People loved Simon Powell. Gosh, I can't even think of his name now from American Idol. Simon Cowell, I guess, is his name. I remember when he was a huge name. I remember you couldn't even go anywhere without, like, watch TV or anything without thinking of his name. It's just funny that I had to think about that, but that could just be me getting old, maybe. Maybe culture didn't change. Maybe I just totally am getting old. But anyway, I remember he used to be really popular because he used to really tell it how it is and really tell these singers, hey, you're really good. Hey, you're really bad. Hey, you need to work on this. And he just blew up, got his own, you know, he did a spinoff and they did all that over there. I forget what it was called. The Factor. I forget. I'm not even trying to think of it. But he got a whole bunch of spinoffs and a whole bunch of producing credits and a whole bunch of credits for just being a jerk. And it's like, is that what people like? It has to be what people like or it wouldn't be so popular. And they sold it to that to us on American Idol on Fox. So it's like, are they really even selling it to us now, or do we just kind of generate our own buzz? Do we just get online and start circulating these images that we feel like are entertaining or that we've been so brainwashed and conditioned to love that we just fall in love with it? I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that one. It's just, I've never understood pop culture, that maybe that's why my numbers are where they are on social media. But I've just never understood the certain fascination with, like, breaking down certain celebrities or building up certain celebrities or this over here, that over there. You're just like, I don't know what's going on. And I'm just like, I don't know what's happening either. And it's like internet. Like, that's that's the best way to describe the internet. It's like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on either. Internet. somebody needs to memeify that if you can. But yeah, man, just talking about energies and spirits and vibes. And I'll just talk about this. We were talking about earlier. Like I said, I got my whole little list here. I'm much more organized than I used to be, guys. Y'all got to give me credit for that. I might not be properly doing this every weekly like I should, but I am making sure that some of my ideas are staying straight and some of them are staying processed and some of them are staying on track. But we were talking about me being from Ohio and how a lot of the movies and stuff are based here, and a lot of the popular horror stuff is really, 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 really popular out here. And I am just not for it. I just, you know, speaking of spirits and energies, what the podcast episode is about, I'm just not for it, man. I haven't personally had any, you know, otherworldly experiences, other than like watching horror movies and stuff like that. But like in my personal life, people talk about they've seen ghosts, they've seen spirits, they've seen white dots, they've seen blah, blah, like a whole bunch of other stuff. I personally haven't. And I don't want to. Like, I'm not going out there searching for this stuff. I am not going to no whorehouse. I'm not going. I might go to a whorehouse, but I'm not going to a horror house. I'm not going to a haunted house, should I say. Whorehouse might be kind of funny. I heard Red Light District over there, and shout out to Red Light District. I might have to drop in one time. But anyway, sorry, I'm getting off track here. Getting lost in thought. I'm never going to one of them haunted houses, man. It's not happening. I much rather enjoy my non-spooky life. I enjoy waking up, going to sleep, not having to worry about, somebody coming out the wall, like Nightmare on Elm Street. I just don't want to worry about that. I really rather not. I'd be having a daggone heart attack when the light hits furniture just right, and you feel like you got monsters in your house, and you're like, oh Lord, oh that's just a jacket on top of a vacuum cleaner. My bad. Oh, my bad. That's just my dog with my sock, with the socks in his mouth. Oh, what's that over there? Oh, my bad. That's just my drawers turned inside out on top of some spaghetti. It's just a whole bunch of different things. Listen, if you ain't ever woke up in the middle of the night with your drawers and some food, then you're not living life, okay? You're not living life, all right? That's how it goes. Drawers and food is what the motto of 2021 is, all right? We can't go out. The least we can do is wake up next to some old food with a dirty pair of drawers on. Yeah, man, we up on minute 21. We just going right along. What are y'all ghost stories out there? Do y'all have anything that y'all currently going through? Tag me at Anonymous Rap Guy, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and let me know. Let me know what you're going through. Find me, tag me, comment on something. Let me know what y'all stories are, because I have none. I don't go out there searching. If you do know, if you don't know, I grew up in a religious. I have a very religious background. And I just had no want whatsoever. I got the crap scared out of me watching Tales from the Hood. I don't know if y'all familiar with that movie, but I watched that movie when I was like 9 or 10. I used to hang with older groups of friends, I guess. And one of my friends, Joey, was having a birthday party, and we spent the night over his house. And little did I know that they were going to be watching this scary-ass movie. And when I tell you that I was curled up in a ball, not moving for the majority of the night, that is exactly what happened. I didn't move. I didn't know what to do. I was terrified after seeing that movie. And even I've watched about maybe 15 minutes of it. And I remember when that if you haven't seen the movie, listen, you're going to get spoiled, okay? It came out, I believe, in the 90s, so if you ain't watched it now, you wasn't going to see it, okay? Don't blame me if I give you a spoiler now. If you want to see the movie, we're 20 minutes in. Pause this, go watch that, and then come back here, all right? I said it. But, yeah, when they folded John Witherspoon, rest in peace, when that demon that he was in the one with that they folded up and lit on fire, which I don't really understand, that creeped me out. The Caretaker, he creeped me out. He's a very good horror actor, though. I believe he's still alive. Give him his flowers while he's here, if I can find his name, because he was really good. He was one of the better I did not know Tales from the Hood was executive produced by Spike Lee. Get the hell out of here. Huh, you learn something new every day. Clarence Williams III, that's who he is. Very good actor. In a picture that I'm looking at him here, he looked like a very Afrocentric Lawrence Fishburne. But anywho, very good movie. Scared the crap out of me when I was a kid and made me want to never get involved with monsters or demons, any of that crap. So I never have gone looking since then. I've pretty much stuck to my guns. I mind my business. If ever I've seen something creepy or scary happening, I pretty much dip the hell out. Don't really do ceremonies. Don't really do rituals. Unless you count, taking that sip of wine. I can't pass, not Passover. Oh my gosh. Communion. Yeah. I was like taking a sip of wine. The blood of Christ. Wine. That's what I meant. Gosh, I'm terrible. I'm top five worst Christians out there, man. But... if we're ranking them, I've got to rank top five. But yeah, man, I think I'm gonna call it a wrap here for today. I appreciate you guys for stopping by. I appreciate you guys for being dope. I'm I'm gonna try to be back here next Thursday, where when I should be, and not on Friday. But hope you guys being pretty good out there. Still working on the project. Beats are dope. Beats are chosen. Need to finish writing everything, but it is coming along very nicely. So I will check out on that one. Be kind, be dope, but more than anything else, be yourself. I will catch y'all next time. Be dope. Peace.